Greetings, this is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now today's program has a mix of offerings. Some classics, music from Paul Schoenfeld, a taste of 15th and 16th century Spain, and of course, some oboe music. But let's start the morning with something familiar, music by Handel from his Water Music. Now, this was premiered back on the 17th of July, 1717, after King George had requested a concert on the River Thames. Now, the concert was performed by 50 musicians playing on a barge near the royal barge from which the king listened with some close friends. Yes, there was more royalty involved. Now, King George was said to have enjoyed the suite so much that he made the exhausted musicians play them three times over the course of the outing. Well, no worries about three times today, just a great performance by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with George Weldon conducting. Here is the air from Handel's Water Music.
Thank you.
the air from Handel's Water Music. Let's move on to celebrate the artistry of talented violinist Anna Kiko Myers. Now, she was born in 1970 and has toured and collaborated with a number of symphony orchestras, also the likes of Il Divo, Chris Botti, and Wynton Marsalis. She also performs on two exquisite violins, one from 1730 Stradivarius called the Royal Spanish, also the 1697 Stradivarius called the Molitor. Now, she purchased that one in October 2010, forget this, a record $3.6 million US. That was the highest recorded auction price for any musical instrument in history at that time. This comes from one of her earlier recordings. It's Dvorak's Romance for Violin and Orchestra. and Kiko Myers and Dvorak's Romance for Violin and Orchestra. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's continue with a lovely CD recommended to me just a while back. It's a disc of music by Paganini for guitar and mandolin. Now, at the age of 5 and a half, Paganini learned the mandolin from his father. And 2 years later, he learned, again from his father, the first steps on the violin. Well, what followed was that he became one of the most celebrated violin virtuosi and composers of his time. Today, a performance quoted by Classical Guitar Magazine as unforgettable versatility, sensitivity, and sublime musicianship. Two musicians who give tribute on both the mandolin and guitar to Paganini's works, Carlo Anzo and René Izquierdo. They're both talented professors of music and have performed together since 2007. And they released this CD just a couple years back. So let's take a listen. Here's the Allegro from the Sonata Concertata.
Thank you.
Carlo Anzo and René Izquierdo. That was the opening allegro from Paganini's Sonata Concertata. And let's move back in time a little bit and experience a taste of 15th and 16th century Spain, as promised. Here is La Nef.
Thank you.
La Nef and Dame La Mano. That's music from 15th and 16th century Spain. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I'm going to continue with some music by Paul Schoenfield. Now, this is an American composer whose music is inspired by the vernacular and folk traditions, but just with a little bit of a twist. Today's selection comes from his Four Parables for Piano and Orchestra. The movement is called Senility's Ride. Now, it was inspired when he met a man while living in Vermont who was slowly going senile. The work is a taste of the nostalgia as he spoke about his life, musing at the end that, and I quote, "life is tantamount to a burlesque show." Here is Jeffrey Kahane and the New World Symphony Orchestra with John Nelson.
Thank you.
Well, you can hear a little bit of the burlesque in that. That was Jeffrey Kahane and the New World Symphony with John Nelson and Paul Schoenfield's Senility's Ride. That came from his Four Parables for Piano and Orchestra. And I think it's the time, well, I get so excited for it, and regular listeners may know what it is. I'm speaking of Oboe Music Time. Today, music by Telemann, his sonata in A minor. This is a lovely performance with Marilyn Zepnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepard.
Thank you.
How cheerful was that? That was Marilyn Zupnik joined with Mark Schumann and Raymond Lepard and Telemann's Sonata in A minor for oboe. And we're going to continue with some movie music by celebrated composer Gabriel Yared. Now, he was born back in 1949 and is best known for his work in French and American films. His work in France included the scores for Betty Blue and Camille Claudel. He also won an Oscar and a Grammy Award for his work on The English Patient and was nominated for The Talented Mr. Ripley and Cold Mountain. We're going to hear some excerpts from the soundtrack to Betty Blue. excerpts from Gabriel Yared's soundtrack to Betty Blue. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me, and I hope to catch you next time. Till then.